The chief of police in Kawartha Lakes is defending assault charges his officers laid against a man who was the victim of an alleged break-in, saying Canadians' rights to defend themselves and their property are not unlimited. The Kawartha Lakes Police Service has been facing criticism for charging a 44-year-old man in Lindsay, Ont, after an alleged intruder in his apartment, who is also facing charges, was left with life-threatening injuries during an altercation. Premier Doug Ford blasted that decision, saying during an unrelated news conference in Hamilton on Wednesday that it shows something is broken. "I know, if someone breaks into my house or someone else's, you're going to fight for your life," Ford said. "You should be able to protect your family when someone's going in there to harm your family and your kids. You should use all resources you possibly can to protect your family, and maybe these criminals will think twice about breaking into someone's home." Kawartha Lakes Police Chief Kirk Robertson wrote in a statement earlier Wednesday that he recognizes the recent incident generated significant public interest and emotional responses, but called the commentary unjust and inaccurate. "Under Canadian law, individuals have the right to defend themselves and their property," Robertson wrote. "However, it is important to understand that these rights are not unlimited in Canada. The law requires that any defensive action be proportionate to the threat faced. This means that while homeowners do have the right to protect themselves and their property, the use of force must be reasonable given the circumstances." The police released few details in order to protect the investigation. Police responded to a call on Monday at about 3:20 a.m. after an apartment resident said he had woken up to find an intruder in his unit. "There was an altercation," police said, "and the alleged intruder was left with serious, life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to a Toronto hospital." The alleged intruder, a 41-year-old man from Lindsay who was wanted by police on unrelated offenses, was also charged with possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, break and enter and theft, mischief under $5,000, and failing to comply with probation. Ford also ranted about another case involving a young offender, saying he thinks the Youth Criminal Justice Act should be changed. As well, he lamented the death of an 8-year-old boy in Toronto, who was killed by a stray bullet while in bed, and suggested he hopes those responsible do not get bail. Ford has frequently railed against the bail system, urging the federal government to make it harder for people accused of crimes to be released before their trials. Prime Minister Mark Carney has said he will introduce bail reform legislation this fall. "The Prime Minister promised myself and the Premiers he will change bail reform in September, when he comes back, and not some watered-down bail reform, hardcore bail reform," he said. "You have a gun, you commit a crime, you're doing 10 years. Simple. Watch how crime starts declining when you hold people accountable." This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 20, 2025. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press.